know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Snow! I know that you know how much I love snow. I hate snow. The older I get, the more I hate it. And here in New Jersey, there's a few inches. Winter has started. Only three more months till spring. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, this is a show about wrinkles, not about snow. This is the snow. This is the show about you, about what you look like in the mirror. When you look in that mirror and you see something different from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you see the jowls and the turkey gobbler, and maybe you look at yourself naked in the mirror and you see your breasts sagging and your belly has outpouched because of all those pregnancies. Well, this is a show to call because we talk about those things on this show. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, and the phone number here is 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. And I'm happy to be on the air because what else would we be doing right now? I mean, there's nothing to do in the snow. So I hope you're home. I hope it's warm. Those of you driving, please be careful. I know it is slippery out there, but this is the show. So give us a call, 800-848-9222. Today we're going to be talking about facelifts, one of my favorite topics. I do a lot of facelifts, and we're going to talk about how I do them and the way they're done all over the world. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about actinic keratoses. What on earth is that? Well, I'll bet you've got one or two or three, because most of you do. So we're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about how to treat them and what happens if you don't treat them. Can you just let them go away? We're also going to be talking to my very good friend, Dr. Robert Grant, is the Chief of Plastic Surgery at Cornell and Columbia, and he's going to be the guest on my show. He's coming up in a few minutes. And we've got your phone calls, and I love taking your calls. So if you're going to the plastic surgeon this Wednesday, if you've got your consultation all scheduled, and you don't know really what you're supposed to ask, give me a call, and I'll tell you what to ask the plastic surgeon. And if you've already gone, you've had your consultation, you've got surgery scheduled, but you've got those lingering questions, well, give me a call. This is the show to call. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I've got offices in New Jersey and New York. And I teach at a few different medical schools, Columbia and also Rutgers, and written a few books. So I think I'm qualified to answer your questions. So give me a call, 800-848-9222. And if you do call, you're going to get a bottle of daytime. What is daytime? It's sunscreen. Oh, you say, well, if there's snow out there, I don't need sunscreen. It's more than sunscreen. It's actually your skin protector. And I've been trying to teach you about this for the last few months. It's not just about protecting yourself from ultraviolet light, which is still important in the winter, by the way, particularly if you're going up to Vermont and going skiing, and if the sun ever comes out, you're going to need sunscreen. But even without that, just walking around the streets of New York or the streets of New Jersey, you know, you go up the New Jersey Turnpike and you get assaulted by that pollution, you need something to help your skin be protected, because that pollution is not good for you. The fumes, the sulfur dioxide from the buses as they go past, not good for your skin, and you need a skin protector, and that's what daytime is all about. It's got niacin, 5% niacin, 5% pantothenic acid, that's vitamins B3 and B5, and they strengthen the barrier of your skin, and they kind of give you a little bit more resistance to the onslaught of all those chemicals. And maybe you live a pristine environment, but you use soap. One of those soaps that I won't mention that has a very high pH. What's pH? You know what that is. Remember 10th grade? pH, there's an acid-base scale. Water's right in the middle, but lemons are way down by 2, and baking soda's way up by 13, 11, 12, 13. And so soaps generally are alkaline. They're more like baking soda, less like lemons, but your skin really should be more like a lemon. It's acidic because an acidic environment, it makes it more difficult for bacteria and fungus to grow. So God gave you an acidic environment, but when you wash your skin with a typical soap, like everything, I won't mention names, but almost everything you can come up with has a pH above 5. Above 7, rather, and that's not good for your skin. So we improve the barrier and the resistance to those type of assaults. You can also get my Clean Time soap, which has the right pH, but that's beside the point. So anyway, if you call the show tonight, we're going to give out bottles of Daytime. And by the way, there is a Christmas special for the products. It just went up about 10 minutes ago. It's the complete kit. It's everything we have. It's the 4 different skin care components, the Daytime, the Nighttime, Soft Time, which is the moisturizer, and Clean Time soap. Normally it's $150. It's kind of the last chance to save. It's $99. And if you get it this week, there will be plenty of time to get the Christmas gifts. You know, so you can order, and you get $150 worth. It's actually a lot more than that if you bought them separately. But you get them for $99. You have to put the complete code in. So the word is complete, COMPLETE, if you didn't know how to spell complete. Put that in, and the kit is yours for $99. Okay, so what is a actinic keratosis? That's one of the things that grow on your skin. And if you look at your skin, if you're over 50, you've already got things growing on your skin. And it might be as simple as a freckle. You know, there are freckles when you're a kid. There are age spots when you're an adult. You could have moles on your skin. Moles are very popular. You have 20 to 30 of them on your body. Everybody does. And moles are benign. They're usually one color. If they've got more than one color, if they're bigger than 6 millimeters, that's the diameter of an eraser, a pencil eraser. Or if they bleed or itch or have multiple colors, irregular borders, those are some of the warning signs for moles, and you might want to have those checked out by your plastic surgeon or dermatologist. So you have moles, we have freckles, we have seborrheic keratosis. This is a whole zoo growing on our skin. Seborrheic keratosis are those things that look sometimes really bad, and they're absolutely completely benign. So you have to be educated in what they look like. Don't get upset if you've got something growing on your skin. Just show it to your doctor. And even a family doctor, I don't want to be condescending, but even a family doctor should be able to diagnose a seborrheic keratosis and know when to refer you to the plastic surgeon or a dermatologist. But we're going to talk about something a little different today, not a seborrheic keratosis, but an actinic keratosis. It's completely different because while seborrheic keratoses are completely benign, actinic keratoses are not. In themselves, well, they're benign, but they can turn into skin cancers. Not the really bad ones, not melanomas, but they can turn into squamous cell carcinomas, and more recent information says they can turn into basal cell carcinomas. So those are the two most common skin cancers, and everybody, almost everybody gets one by the time they're, let's say, 70 or so. Almost everybody, and the statistics are something like 50% of Australians will get actinic keratoses, and about 25% of Americans. And why Australians, why do they get more? Well, because they're genetically from, I guess the word is that they migrated from United Kingdom, right? The people from Australia, for the most part, we're not talking about native Australians, we're talking about the people that came from the United Kingdom. They're very light-skinned, and they're in a tropical or semi-tropical environment, so they're getting lots and lots of sun. It's almost like a scientific experiment how we can create skin cancers. We take very light-skinned people and put them in a tropical environment, and that's what happens. And half of people that live in Australia and a quarter of people that live live in the United States eventually develop these things called actinic keratoses. Now, what are they? How do you know if you have one? If you look at your face, sometimes they're rough. Most commonly, they're rough. So you take your finger and you rub it across, your fingernail across your skin. If you see a little red or sometimes a brown flaky area, that is often an actinic keratosis. They're in the sun-exposed areas, so they rarely occur on your buttocks unless you go to those very special beaches. There's one on the Jersey Shore, but I don't know anything about that. So if you go to those beaches, any beach, you're going to get an actinic keratosis on your ears, on your nose, on your forehead, on your cheeks, on your shoulders, and the upper chest area. Those are the most common areas for actinic keratoses. And most people start getting them when they're in their 50s, and they can get them in their 60s and 70s. They progress as you get older. The older you are, the more you're going to get. So what do? Do you leave them alone? Are they benign? They're not benign. Now, that's kind of a poorly worded sentence, because by themselves, yes, they are benign, but they can turn into skin cancers. And there is an argument to be made to remove each and every one of these actinic keratoses. So, you know, how do you do that? Well, there's lots of different ways. And I'm talking about this today because there's a new study that came out about a treatment called Picado. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to talk about Picado. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222. We'll be right back.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
I just can't wait to replace my windows and doors, said no homeowner ever. The task seems overwhelming, the process complicated. Well, that's about to change. Marvin Windows and Doors is offering homeowners an invaluable window and door replacement guide at MyReplacementGuide.com. Visit MyReplacementGuide.com now and turn confusion into confidence. It describes and simplifies the process. Learn about the anatomy of a window and browse through style and performance options. Discover how the type of windows or doors you choose can complement the architecture of your home. Go to MyReplacementGuide.com. Now is the time to get all of the details on how energy-efficient options can help lower your utility bills. Stop waiting and start enhancing your home. Download your Marvin Windows and Doors Replacement Guide at MyReplacementGuide.com. Do it today. That's MyReplacementGuide.com. You'll be glad you did.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating Clean Time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com, or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the show about you, the show about what you look like. And so we talk about your wrinkles and your fat deposits and your small breasts and your large breasts. And your fat on your hips. That's what this show is all about. You can become part of the show by giving us a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. So we're talking about actinic keratoses, one of the more common things that you're going to get as you get older. If you've got pretty light skin, the darker your skin, the less likely you are to get actinic keratoses, but they can occur in any skin color depending on how much sun exposure you have had, because they're directly related to sun exposure. And the real problem with actinic keratoses is that they can progress to squamous cell carcinomas or basal cell carcinomas, and they're skin cancers that are, they're not real bad, but you have to get those taken care of immediately when you see those, because basal cell carcinomas can grow. They can become quite a nuisance if you let them get big. In fact, in the old days, when they got big, they were called, you ready for this one? They were called rodent ulcers, because they looked like a rodent was gnawing away at your skin. Not a nice thought, right? So that's why you go to your dermatologist or your plastic surgeon and get the basal cell carcinoma taken off right away, and you get the squamous cell carcinoma taken off right away, because they certainly can, they can travel around the body, but, you know, not like other skin cancer, other cancers, and certainly not like melanoma, but they can travel. You want to have it done early. It's not an emergency if you see one of these things, but it is something you want to take care of quickly. And how do we take care of those? Well, dermatologists do this, plastic surgeons do this, and there's different ways. We have different creams that we put on, and we also use surgery, or we freeze them off. So we're gonna break from this topic for a minute, and we're going to talk to my good friend Dr. Robert Grant, and we'll come back after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more about skin cancers and actinic keratosis. But I've got Bob Grant on now. Not Bob Grant, the guy who was on WABC for years and years, but Bob Grant, who is the chief of plastic surgery at Cornell and Columbia, and a good friend of mine for more years than I care to remember. Bob, you remember when we first met. It was up in Albany, and I think I was about 22 years old, and you were about 20 or so. How you been, Bob?
Great, Arthur. Happy holidays to you and your listeners. Good to be with you.
And happy holiday. Yeah, I've had Bob on the show many, many times. He's a great guest, and that's why I bring him back. He is a superb teacher and a superb clinician, and I've known him for just so long, and great to have you on. So, Bob, I wanted to talk to you tonight about distracted surgery. You saw that probably everybody by now has seen either in the New York Post or on TV the story of the surgeon who was operating on someone and taking a Spanish proficiency examination or something like that during the surgical procedure. What do you think of that one, Bob?
Well, you know, Arthur, society gives doctors in general and surgeons in particular a great privilege by the ability to take care of other people. And with that privilege comes responsibility. So you and I both know in our training program, we teach our residents that the operating room is really a sacred place. And distraction is something to be avoided. We focus 100% of our effort on the patient and what's going on for the patient, putting the patient first.
Absolutely. And you know, I left you, actually before I left you at New York Hospital 30-something years ago, I was up at Beth Israel Hospital in Boston with William Silen. He was the chief of plastic surgery. And you knew his son, Mark, because he was with us at Cornell. William Silen was one of these old-timers in the operating room. If you spoke in the operating room, you were out. He would throw you out. So you did not speak. You used hand signals, and speech was a very rare thing because it was, one, distracting, and some people thought it was associated with surgical infection if you spoke in the operating room. So we've gone a long way from William Silen in the 1980s not letting us speak in the operating room to some guy being on the phone, you know, taking a Spanish exam. Or how about the Snapchatters and surgeons now kind of treating surgery like entertainment in the operating room? Have you seen that, Bob?
Well, of course, Arthur. That's something that's really being discussed actively by all plastic surgeons. You know, there's a bit of a generational gap. Those of us like you and me who didn't grow up in the internet generation really find it difficult to understand how ubiquitous the use of this types of things are for the younger generation, not only of patients, but of plastic surgeons as well. I always feel, of course, like we were saying, that the focus should always be on the patient. And any time there's something in the operating room that takes anyone's attention away from the patient, whether it's a photographer or I just have a problem making sure that I'm keeping my focus on why I'm there, which is not to be entertaining, but to really make sure that the patient gets the care that they deserve. Now, having said that, we've always had movies and other things in the operating room for educational purposes, but this is very different, isn't it? I mean, the whole role of surgery as entertainment is one that I'm very uncomfortable with.
It's getting a little bit crazy, too, Bob. It really is. You know, you see the guys from Miami and all over the country, and they're actively showing, as entertainment, parts of the surgical procedure as it's happening. And I always worry, you know, this is real. You and I have been around for a while, as you said. And what if something happens in the operating room? What if someone starts bleeding, drops their blood pressure? Something happens, and 8 million people are watching on Snapchat. You know, I don't think that's the best way to treat a patient, personally.
Well, I'm in total agreement with you. For plastic surgery operations, I doubt that anyone's going to have the kind of catastrophic things that you were just mentioning. But still, you know, surgery is a human endeavor. Things happen. And, you know, the training of a board-certified plastic surgeons, folks like you and I, we can take care of those sorts of issues. But the last thing any of us want to be worrying about is having some third party in the way to interfere with what needs to be done for the patient and be done right then and there.
Absolutely. So you mentioned the Internet. The Internet is everywhere now. It's funny. My daughter just met the guy who literally started the Internet. Actually started it in 1964. So the Internet, I've been looking into the history of the Internet. But the Internet is everywhere. And we were talking earlier about that study that came out about the quality of information that consumers, that prospective patients are finding on the Internet. Tell me a little bit about that study, about liposuction information.
Well, basically, the researchers looked at all of the information on a particular type of plastic surgery procedure, liposuction that you mentioned. And there's a rating scale that's used to assess the accuracy of the information. And they found that, unfortunately, while there's lots and lots of information about liposuction, very little of it is really factual-based or carries enough impact to be able to say that each and any article that's published on the Internet really gives the total view that anyone who's considering having that kind of procedure needs to really think about beforehand. All of this, to me, says there's nothing to substitute a consultation with a board-certified plastic surgeon who can sit down with you or your family member and help you interpret what you're reading on the Internet. The Internet is great, but there's no filter, and it's really hard for the layperson to understand exactly what or who is a source of information that can be trusted or that one can take to the bank, so to speak.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people forget that every single website is really an advertisement. You know, mine and yours and everybody's who has a practice. And so we're showing what we do, but they're basically considered advertisements. So what is a good authoritative site? You know, something like the American Society for Plastic Surgeons has an excellent site with, I think, very unbiased information, and that's a good place to start, and the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery also. So those are good ones, but people do have to be so careful, and that's what this study showed. You know, it's just not real reliable. When you go to the Internet and look for information, I'm not sure what you're going to be getting, and it's very difficult for people to understand. You know, Bob, it's so interesting. If you really search the Internet, you can find some really strange things. I like going to the do-it-yourself plastic surgery sites, but there really is. You know, you can do almost anything now on the Internet. It's just crazy.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Arthur. The society sites, like the ones you mentioned from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons or the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, that's a great place to start for people who are looking for real and balanced information that they can consider when they're beginning to think about their plastic surgery journey themselves.
Well, my guest this evening is Dr. Robert Grant. He is the chief of plastic surgery at Cornell and Columbia. I think you're the only plastic surgeon in the country who's chief at two top 10 medical school, so congratulations. A superb plastic surgeon. What do you specialize in? What type of surgery do you like to do the most, Bob?
My specialty is adult plastic surgery, Arthur. So from the aesthetic perspective, I do facelifts and eyelid surgery, breast and body surgery. And then reconstructive-wise, I do a lot of breast reconstruction, head and neck reconstruction, skin cancer reconstruction. As the chief of the service, I'm busy doing some other things like teaching the residents, so I don't do a lot of emergency surgery. But doing surgery is what I love. It's still the vast, vast, vast majority of my practice, and it's something that I get a tremendous amount of satisfaction for, as I know you do as well.
Bob, what is your phone number? If listeners from Maine to Virginia want to go to Dr. Robert Grant, the greatest plastic surgeon in New York and maybe the Northeast, maybe the country, right? What's the phone number for Bob?
212-305-3103.
Yeah, give that again and give your website over there at Columbia.
212-305-3103. The website, www.columbiaplastics.edu.
And I always embarrass Bob by these accolades, but I really truly believe that. We've been friends for so long. He's a great plastic surgeon and a great teacher. So thanks so much for taking time in your Saturday evening, Dr. Robert Grant. It's been a pleasure having you.
Always good to be with you, Arthur, and your many, many, many listeners. Happy holidays, all.
All right. And thank you so much. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. There's more to the show, a whole half hour. Stay tuned, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. We'll be right back.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating Clean Time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
Washington politicians are trying to ram through a tax bill that will be a straight-up disaster for New Jersey families. We need Congressman MacArthur to vote no. The bill takes money from middle-class families to fund huge tax breaks for big corporations and the wealthiest 1%. It even eliminates deductions for state and local taxes, so some families will pay higher taxes. Congressman MacArthur, protect our families. Vote no on the tax bill. Paid for by 1199 SEIU United Healthcare Workers East.
An education and organizational development console is wanted for Maurice Buildings in Massbeth, New York, 11378. Must create training programs, advise on employee training strategies, conduct research, develop interview techniques, and study consumer reactions. A BA degree is required. Apply by email at mauricesupplies@mail.com. Again, an education and organizational development console is wanted for Maurice Building Supplies in Massbeth, New York, 11378. Apply by email at maurice.supplies@mail.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the show about you, and you can become part of the show by giving us a call, 800-848-9222. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. It was such a pleasure having Dr. Robert Grant on the show. You know, Dr. Grant and I have known each other since we were medical students together way back in the 80s, and then we were residents together, so we traveled together. And then now he is the chief at Cornell and Columbia, and I'm on the faculty at Columbia, and happy to have a 30-something-year relationship with him. He's a terrific guy, and I want to thank him again for taking time on Saturday evening. Well, we have another Robert calling in. Robert, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Yes, doctor. How are you? I am going to be 70 in this coming April, 2018. You know, I'm very health conscious. I eat well. I exercise. I take quite a few supplements. I probably know what I'm going to hear from you, but I'm looking at a protein I just started taking. It's a multi-collagen protein with five types of food source collagen. And it states on here, you know, it's good for the skin, good for the digestion, and good for the joints. Now, do you feel like this in any way from the inside out would be helpful, since you're the plastic surgeon, you know, for your skin, for the wrinkles and things along that line?
All right. Let me first ask you, what do you pay for this collagen? Do you know offhand?
Yeah, I know what I paid for it, absolutely, yeah.
Tell me. Give me an idea. How much are you paying for it?
Well, for 1 pound, it's about $25, I believe. It's a powdered
okay,
collagen.
Okay, $25
yeah.
A pound. All right, I just needed that information to give you a good answer. All right, so here's the story. Your body doesn't know the difference between that $25 a pound collagen or that $25 a pound really good pastrami you can get over at Katz's Delicatessen there on the Lower East Side. It's pretty expensive, that pastrami. I don't think it's $25, but it's probably about $16 or $18 a pound. I don't eat meat, but I'd rather have that than the collagen you're getting. And the reason is your body just doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know the difference. So it'll take that collagen, and it will break it down in your intestines, and then it gets absorbed, and it goes through your bloodstream, goes to your liver, goes to all your organs, and you reassemble that collagen wherever it's necessary. And that collagen might have gone in as collagen, and it might go out into your body as some other protein, the same way as if you were to eat that pastrami or an egg or milk or any other source of protein. Your body doesn't know the difference. So when you supplement with collagen, you know, I mean, it's not bad for you. It's just expensive and probably not that satisfying from a culinary standpoint. I'll give you one reference because I happen to read a little bit about this. In the Journal of Nutrition, if you know, you can go online, and sometimes, depending on your relationship with any institution, you might be able to read the journal. Or you can go to the a good resource is the National Library of Medicine has the abstracts for free. So you can go to the Journal of Nutrition, November of 17. So it was just last month. They asked that very same question in a study, and they looked to see if you supplemented with collagen, does it make a difference? And the answer is no, because your body processes it. So, you know, people ask me this all the time, and I say eat a well-balanced diet. You know, I follow, the Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen well-balanced diet and a multivitamin and a baby aspirin and maybe a vitamin D if you have this time of year for everybody, and during the summer if you have darker skin, it's hard to get enough vitamin D. Those are the things that you really need, and don't smoke. Don't smoke anything, by the way. And limit your drinking, and that's really the best you can do to stay healthy. But personally, I wouldn't be buying the collagen. I'd rather buy the really good food. All right, Robert?
Well, okay. And, Doc, would I be able to try your daytime?
You're going to be getting a bottle of it, absolutely free. So make sure you tell the producer your address. We're going to send you a bottle of daytime. And
okay.
So enjoy it and wear it every day in the morning, okay?
Thank you, and have a happy and a healthy, sir. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you very much. And I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's a Wrinkle right here on WABC. You know, the whole field of nutritional supplementation and vitamin supplementation is really pretty iffy. There are so many things out there that we don't know and are understudied. And unfortunately, there's a great profit motive for people to sell these substances. You know, and it turns out that a lot of the things we thought were good are not so good. So supplementing with iron is not particularly good unless you're iron deficient. Supplementing with calcium is not particularly good because your body can't really use the calcium the way you think you can. You want it to be used. It's the best way to get calcium is in food. When you start taking calcium tablets and things, you wind up getting heart disease and kidney stones and things like that. You know, there are so many things out there that sound good, but they just don't work. And one of those is taking collagen. So I was talking a little while ago about actinic keratoses. And, you know, I'm a plastic surgeon. I do deal with these fairly regularly. Usually people go to their dermatologist with an actinic keratosis. The way I get actinic keratosis is when someone comes to me and says, you know, I've got wrinkles on my face, I've got splotchy pigmentation, and I've got jowls, and we do an assessment of their facial anatomy, and also we look at their neck, and I often will catch things like not-so-good-looking moles or basal cell carcinomas or actinic keratoses or the seborrheic keratoses, and I'll recommend that either the person has those taken off by a dermatologist or by myself. And one of the ways that I remove actinic keratoses is it depends really what they look like. I do like to, when possible, get a biopsy of these, and so often we'll shave them off. But if someone has a lot of these and we biopsy one and they've got 20 others, we're not going to biopsy every single one of them. We'll do something like cryotherapy, which is freezing them off. That works pretty well. Or one of the ways we have done this in the past is by putting a topical chemotherapy called 5-FU, and any of you who have had that probably don't want it again, because you have to put it on your skin, you know, several times a week for at least a month, and you look absolutely terrible. So the 5-fluorouracil, which is a chemotherapy, you know, people don't like to use. So what do they use? There are other things. Let's see if I can pronounce that one. It's such a difficult one. Imiquimod. How's that? Imiquimod is the generic name. That's another one of these creams that we put on these actinic keratoses. You put it on about 1 to 3 times a week for a month, and most of them go away. The newest one is called Picado. That's the one I like to use. Picado is a 2 or 3 day treatment, depending on the area. So if it's on your face, it's a lower concentration at 3 days. If it's on your body, it's a higher concentration at 2 days. Picado is really good because you do it and you're done with it fairly quickly. By about 5 or 6 days, you're all done, because none of these things look particularly good while we're getting these off. Whether we freeze things off or shave them off or use any of these creams, it doesn't look great. But you've got to do it, because if you let them progress, they're going to turn into skin cancers in a high number of people. And what's the percentage? Depending on the study, most people believe that actinic keratoses turn into squamous cell carcinomas about 10% of the time. So if you're a betting person, you know, yeah, you might or might not want these taken off, but I would, because who knows who that 10% is going to be. But the reason I'm mentioning this is because there was a study that was just published that used a lower concentration of this Picado, and that's not like, don't get it confused with chicken Picado. That's Picado. We call it Picado. That's the drug. And all right, bad joke. What can I say? But the Picado on the chest tends to have quite a reaction, and it really gets inflamed. So the study showed that we can use the lower concentration on the chest for 3 days, the same concentration we use for the face, and it does a great job of getting rid of these things. So I'm a pretty big fan of this particular Picado. The problem with it, here's the problem, and this is what our society faces, it's pretty expensive. And insurance companies won't approve it. Isn't that something? They'd rather have you do the month or 2 months of the 5-FU, because it's a lot cheaper, than the 3 days of the Picado. And your doctor has to say, has to justify why he or she wants the more expensive treatment. You might be allergic or have some other reason why you can't have the other ones. You know, it's really a shame that that the insurance companies are trying to make these medical decisions for you and me. I only think it's going to get worse. Anyway, Picato. All right, so let's go to Alice. We've got about a minute. Alice, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle? Are you there, Alice?
Hi, this is Doug. I'm
and 2014, I was diagnosed with 3 cancer.
Okay, hang on a second here. Hang on. We had a little glitch here, and I heard a guy named Doug while Alice was there, so I think our lines got crossed. Alice, let's start again. What can I do for you?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a cancer survivor. 2014, I was diagnosed. I had 3 breast cancer tumors, and I did chemo and radiation. And after my cancer treatment, my radiation and my chemo, my body has fallen apart. 80% to 90% of my hair went gray. I was in my late 40s, but I looked like I was in my 30s. And now all of a sudden, I have vertical lines in my upper part of my lip. I never smoked. So I'm looking really old. I tried creams. I tried everything. I have good skin. So I'm wondering what kind of procedure or regimen you would recommend, because I think I'm going to need to come and see you.
Okay, Alice. So you have a typical issue with someone who's had cancer and chemotherapy. We're going to take a while to answer that, but we have to take a break first. So stay on the line, Alice. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. When we come back, we're going to answer your question about what to do after chemotherapy to look good. Well, stay tuned. 800-848-9222.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a 1-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating Clean Time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com, or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And we're speaking with Alice. Alice, you live in Newburgh, New York, I understand, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And I grew up just south of there in Highland Falls, New York, about 10 or 15 miles south of Newburgh. So I know Newburgh well. Spent a lot of my childhood wandering the streets. But Alice, let's talk about your issue. Now, what happens when you have chemotherapy is a lot of women go into menopause because of the chemotherapy. And so that cuts down on your estrogen. And the chemotherapy is, they're direct toxins. You know, as we progress in medicine, we're getting better and better chemotherapies. And soon, and I really believe this, soon we're going to be fixing cancers with DNA manipulation. If you follow any of these great stories about the CRISPR technology. But what you had is just typical. And women who have had chemotherapy tend to age rapidly. So we generally wait a few years after the chemotherapy before we start doing rejuvenative type procedures. But there's all sorts of things, and it really depends on just what the issues are. So if it's the wrinkles around your mouth that you talked about, one of the easiest things we can do, Alice, is use wrinkle filler. And we have some great new wrinkle fillers in the Restylane family and in the Juvederm family, new ones that last about a year or so. And so what I do is I numb you up like a dentist does so you don't feel it.
Okay.
And then I inject each and every one of those wrinkles. You described the wrinkles that go like spokes of a wheel around your mouth, right? Even though you were not
correct.
A smoker, you said?
So
typical. You know, and lipstick tends to run along those wrinkle lines, but they really are very nicely treated with filler. So I fill each and every one of those, and then I fill the junction between the red of your lip and the white of your lip. So we recreate that ridge that you had when you were younger that goes away when you get older, whether or not you've had chemotherapy. And if you don't have that ridge, you get more of those vertical wrinkles. Because when you purse your lips, like when you're going to whistle or drink from a straw or kiss, you wind up corrugating the skin, and it actually wrinkles are sort of a repetitive use injury, almost the same way that skiers and runners get repetitive use injuries of their cartilage in their knees. It's sort of the same thing with your skin. So we fill those wrinkles and we fill the ridge, and then I fill the ridge between the nose and the lips. It's called the filtral ridge, which goes away as you get older. And we fill the nasolabial folds and all the little wrinkles around the mouth, and even hide the jowls a bit with a wrinkle filler. And the trick to doing it well is doing it slowly, carefully, not overdoing it, because we don't want to make you look funny or make you look unnatural. So that's one of the ways we can help you. Of course, surgery, like a facelift, is often very helpful in situations like yours, because we can lift the jowls and lift the bands of the neck. So facelifts are also helpful. You know, there are other procedures that are useful that are not as dramatic as a facelift. There's something called Althera, which is high-energy focused ultrasound. It's sort of like a laser. But the nice thing about Althera, it can be used in any skin color, unlike the laser, which can't be used in darker skinned people. And the reason for that is the laser hurts the cells that make pigment, but Althera doesn't. So Althera is really nice for any age and any skin color, but it's not a dramatic effect. It's not like a facelift where it's really going to lift that jowl. It's more of a subtle effect. But there's all these new things that we now have, and that's why God created plastic surgeons to help people look better as they get older, and certainly after chemotherapy, Alice.
Okay. So how long after chemotherapy and radiation, how many years do you wait before you'll do a procedure?
It depends. It really does depend. It depends on what you have also. And a lot of it is up to your oncologist. They're the ones
okay.
that really are making the decisions. For instance, look, if you've had chemotherapy within the last year, your oncologist is going to say, you know, let's not rock the boat a bit. Let's wait a while longer. Let's let your body recover. If it's been a couple years, it's probably reasonable to have non-invasive procedures. And if it's been, you know, 4 years or so, 5 years, it's not unreasonable to have have a facelift at that point. Real surgery. It all depends on how you're doing and also what your diagnosis was right in the beginning, how involved your cancer was and what chemotherapy you had. There's chemotherapy that can affect your heart. They're using it less and less now, but you certainly have to be checked out by your oncologist and sometimes even a cardiologist before you have the surgery.
Okay. I have the Canadian version, whatever that is.
I'm not sure what the Canadian version is. But
I have no idea either.
It probably involves snow.
But I just had another biopsy a couple of days ago, so I'm going to have to wait, and then I'll make an appointment to come and see you for a consultation.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best with that. Good luck, and I hope everything turns out fine. All right. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle? So Alice was from Newburgh, and I grew up in Highland Falls, and Highland Falls is a very special place for me, and I'm going to talk to you just for a minute about a property in Highland Falls that I've talked about a few times in the past. There's a realtor in Highland Falls by the name of Bobby Fallon. She is a spectacular realtor, by the way. If you need a realtor, this is the person to go to. Bobby Fallon's Carousel of Homes represents a property at 173 Main Street that is a gem. Now, where is Highland Falls, by the way? It's 51 miles north of the George Washington Bridge. If you look around for an apartment in Manhattan and you want to buy something for yourself and you look tomorrow's New York Times, you'll see what is the least expensive studio you can find. Oh, my goodness, maybe $400,000, $500,000. Well, for $389,000, Bobby is representing a property with two apartments. One's a two-bedroom and one's a one-bedroom. And then there's a third. There's an office there. It's on 0.8 acres. It's less than a mile from the gate at West Point, right? If you've ever visited West Point, by the way, this is God's country. Highland Falls is one of the most spectacular places. It's surrounded by Bear Mountain, West Point, have the mountains to the west, and the Hudson River to the east. It's a spectacular place. And this is a spectacular property that Bobby Fallon is representing. Give her a call. Her number is 845-446-2238. That's 845-446-2238. Her name is Bobby Fallon. She's a great realtor. Ask her for the 173 Main Street property. You can invest in it or you can live in it. It's a wonderful place. All right, Paulina, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Oh, good evening, Dr. Perry. Within 1 year, I had most surgery done on my shoulder and on the upper inner thigh. And I usually check myself thoroughly. There was no sign of anything there, but apparently the biopsy proved otherwise, and that's why the surgery was performed. In your description of treatment of basal carcinomas, you haven't mentioned most surgeries. That's why I wanted to call and seek your opinion.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Mohs surgery. Now, this is done mostly by dermatologists, Mohs surgery, and it's a technique. Now, it's a useful technique, in my opinion, in certain areas of the body. So here's where I send someone. If someone comes to me with a basal cell carcinoma on their eyelid or on their nose or maybe on their lip, those are the three places that I say, you know what, let's send you to the dermatologist and let them excise it and use the Mohs technique. And the Mohs technique is it's a long day in the dermatologist's office, as you know. And what they do is they numb up the area and they take a little bit of the skin cancer, what's obvious first, and then they immediately look under the microscope to see if they got it all. And if they did not, they take a little more and a little more and a little more until they're done. And then the dermatologist usually will send the person over to my office either the same day or the next day, and I put things back together. Sometimes the dermatologists choose to close the incision themselves, and that's okay depending on where it is. So you said that you had the Mohs procedure on your inner thigh. You know, personally, I don't think that's necessary. Almost ever. I guess you can't say almost ever. And the reason is it's an area that's very easy to just simply excise the basal cell carcinoma, take it out, and get what's called frozen sections. Now, that's how plastic surgeons do this. So I go to the operating room, a minor operating room, numb the area up, and remove the area, and then have the pathologist immediately look under the microscope, and they tell us whether we got it all. So the result is really the same in that both the dermatologist and the plastic surgeon will get clean margins. That means we got the entire thing out, and then I put things back together. So why do I use it on the nose and the eyelids and the lips? Because those areas, we can't afford to have even an extra half a millimeter removed. It's the difference between maybe being able to do an easy reconstruction of your eyelid or something extremely complex. But that's not the case when we talk about your thigh. And you said the other one was your upper, was it shoulder, you said?
It was on my shoulder, yeah. On my she was looking for clean margins. On the upper inner thigh, from the first try, it was clear, so I didn't have to go through those procedures waiting until
Yep, they're perfect. It's a perfectly acceptable technique, and dermatologists and I work together. I've got several dermatologists that I work with that do the Mohs procedure. So sometimes people just request it, or sometimes I request it. But certainly it's a good way to remove the basal cells or squamous cell carcinomas. Well, the music means they're going to steal me right out of this studio. I don't have any more time. Thanks so much for great engineering. We'll be back next week during the week. Check me out on Facebook, facebook.com, Dr. Arthur Perry. I've got offices in New York and New Jersey. Check those out. We'll see you now.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry Skin Industries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.